I think that's the prudent thing to do. I mean, why wouldn't you do that?
Well, I mean, it's the opposite. Prudent thing to do, too, but you're saying not to jump to conclusions. But it sounds as if, even though you haven't reached an actual final conclusion and the investigation is still going on, that you are leaning into the idea that extremism could have been involved.
No, absolutely.
Otherwise,
wrong.
You would not. That is very uncommon, John, to instruct personnel not to go to an area of a plane crash.
I can appreciate that you don't agree with me, Elise, but I'm telling you.
I've been covering the State Department for 15 years. I know every time you instruct employees not to go somewhere, and I assure you that it's very uncommon.
I'm not disputing your vastly higher intelligence than mine.
I didn't say I was a higher intelligence, but I have a very long institutional memory.
I'm not disputing your long institutional memory or the fact that you've got more experience here at the State Department than me. What I am disputing is your contention that we issued this security warning because we strongly believe that there was a certain cause to this crash, some sort of terrorist activity. Well, just not the case. Hang on a second. Just not the case. They did the prudent thing. They do what our posts do around the world every time when there is some security concerns, even when, especially when, we don't know exactly why something happened. In fact, that's even more reason to restrict movement. You don't want people going into potential harm's way because, God forbid, you're wrong and you let them go. And there is something more to it than you thought.
It sounds as if you think that there is something more
to it.
We
don't know. And because we don't know, we're doing the safe thing.
Is it,
no, how do you know we know?